beautiful duet there from Benjamin Solomon and Julian Drake. One of the things that you cannot see that I want to share with you is just how attentive each duo has been to the other duo as they play. Benjamin and Julian were both listening pretty intently as Carson and Graham played, and vice versa, which is really very respectful, and it shows that each of these fellows really cares about musicianship and honoring the art of playing the guitar. Last up, we have a solo from Benjamin Solomon, and it's called La Bicyclette. Do I have that right? La Bicyclette. It looks like bicycle. La Bicyclette. Should be kind of fun. And thank you for being here today. Here is Benjamin Solomon. Beautifully done. That was Benjamin Solomon, and our thanks to him, Julian Drake, Graham Kuntz, Carson Joller, and also Mark Marston from the Center for Young Musicians for being with us. Bravo. Hope you enjoyed that segment, which dates back to 2017, November 18th, to be exact. And we'll have more live youth segments in the weeks ahead, but every now and then we like to go back and listen to a few. Live music coming up in our next hour with indie folk singer, songwriter Luna, who is warming up in the next room right now out in our youth media center, broadcasting live as if there were any other way from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and other internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Out the door. She's the only smile. She's the only smile. You can dance for a country mile. She's the only smile. She's the only one. She's the only one. Dancing to a different drum. She's the only one. Couples dance so formal, some dance wild and free, old and young, rich and poor, they're moving to the beat. When she leans closer to me, I don't know what to do. Tells me she just noticed that I've been smiling too. Not the only smile, the only smile. I've been grinning for a little while. She's not the only smile. Not the only one. Not the only one. Dancing to a different drum. She's not the only one. Not the only smile. No, she's not the only smile.
That's Trout Fishing in America. Ezra and Keith are touring again out and about, which is great to hear. Live music coming up in just a moment or two with Luna, banjo, guitar, original songs, and more coming up. Thank you for being part of SLB this morning.
It's a lonely moon. with a different name. La Luna, La Luna, it's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you. As the light shines into my lonely room, I recall how we used to walk beneath the moon. It's so hard to know that tonight somewhere the moon is shining down on you and I'm not there. It's a long a different name. La Luna, La Luna, it's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you.
Wilder then, I am wiser now, and I know I have to make it back to you somehow. It's a long way home, but tonight I'll go, and I'll leave behind this lonely moon of Mexico. It's a lonely moon with a La Luna, La Luna, it's that old gold light, but it's not the same without you now, without you, without you now, without you.
That's Katie and Hugh Moffat with La Luna, the brother and sister duo. And, you know, they call two musicians duos. Nobody ever calls a single musician a mono. Nobody's done that. You have trios. I should probably stand in the corner instead of pondering such things. I'm glad you tuned in today. We have somebody who's really talented. She's been warming up to play for you. We'll get to know her a little bit throughout the hour. She plays, at least this morning, she'll be playing both guitar and banjo. Join me now as we welcome Luna.
In the city, the park where we met, under the big old tree, you took my hand. Fountain, you longed for me, but the road of wanting is crowded concrete. And you said, wandering these streets never felt more like home. Wandering these streets never felt. Ever knowing what these streets never felt more like home. But these crowded streets are all you had ever called home. Ooh. 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 Penniless and hungry, I found you, but there wasn't really too much I could do. You see, only you can give the validation you seek. Only you can give the validation you seek.
That is Luna, and welcome. Tell me about that song.
So that song is called Pennies in the Fountain, and it's actually the first song on my album that I'm releasing in just about 2 weeks. It's painted as a love story, but the real theme to it is that you're the only one that can bring yourself happiness. I think a lot of people try to find happiness and peace everywhere else except within themselves, and really that's the only place you're ever going to find it.
It's very true. You're certainly, if you find it elsewhere, it's going to be maybe amplify that which you already have within you, but it's not going to be created wholly from outside. I think you're right. I'd like to know a little bit more about you. I think you're from Westmoreland County, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell me a bit about your history, your life story.
I grew up in really small towns. The closest city to me, I guess, would be Greensburg.
What towns?
Oh, well, okay. So I moved around a good bit growing up, so I've lived in small towns called Ruffsdale and Everson and Scottsdale, like really small little towns.
I know where those are, and we have people listening who I'm sure know them too.
They might know me. I don't know.
You never know. I know, I like to mention Crabtree because it's one of my favorites, but I know Scottsdale, or Scottsdale, I should say. And when did you start playing music?
I bought my first guitar when I was 12 with my Christmas money, and I didn't really know how to play anything else, so I tried to write my own songs. At 12, you don't write very good.
So you already knew how to play guitar when you bought the guitar?
I taught myself, and so, again, my first songs probably weren't very good because I didn't know what I was doing.
But you were writing them, and
yeah,
that's pretty
that's
young.
That's something, right?
Absolutely, and so you started to write when you were 12. Did you eventually take lessons, or?
I never took lessons for anything.
You're in good company. A lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
And then what happened to get you out performing, or just how did you go from a 12-year-old working real hard to learn the guitar to an adult who is performing out and about to release a new album?
So I wrote a lot throughout high school, and I had auditioned for a talent show in high school, and I was so nervous. I did horrible. And I think just with that and graduating high school, I actually stopped playing my guitar for 3 years or so. I don't know. I discovered the folk genre when I was around 19 or 20, around there. And I was like, I feel like I vibe well with this. Like, I belong with this genre. And so I started writing again. And it just took some time to build up my courage to actually get out there.
I can understand that. And in particular, in fact, I was just chatting off the air about a time I was on stage when I was like 7 or 8. And I can remember very distinctly not liking it at all. It was sort of a forced appearance as part of a play. And we all had tambourines. I hid behind my tambourine because I didn't want the audience went away when I did that. And even a little bit older, there were times when I felt that way too. And then you sort of do a reset sometimes, and it sounds like you successfully did that. Is this your first album?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That takes a lot of doing. And you said confidently it's going to be released in 2 weeks. Not everybody says that with such confidence. Have you been working on it, for a while?
I started actually recording, like, purposefully in January. And I literally was announcing it and talking about it before I actually had it done. Finished it probably, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks ago completely.
That's a good time frame. Did you use a studio or is it self-recorded?
It's self-recorded, but I did have a friend professionally mix and master it.
Excellent. And I only asked because it's an amazing time frame. Often, are you playing everything on it?
I am. All the songs that I'm singing today are on the album.
I know you're a great instrumentalist. It can be so hard to produce an album, but at least you have those factors under your control. There's some more things I want to find out about you, but why don't we have you play another song? What would you like to do next?
So this next song that I'm going to sing is called Valley of the Moon, and it's a little bit of a more sad song, I think. It's kind of about feeling like you're stuck somewhere and like you just can't seem to reach where you want to be. And everything is like right in front of you. You can see it, but you just can't seem to touch it.
If you're just joining us, Luna, L-O-U-N-N-A, Luna, is here. And she's about to offer Valley of the Moon.
Yes. All right.
In the valley of the moon, innocuousness dwells. Your love dwells there too. So unattainable, these beautiful things I cannot reach. At the bottom of the sea, and mint roams, and my love will slip its mooring. So unbelievable, these indispensable things. Thank you. desert I stand alone with echoes of your words. Oh, so feasible, these conceivable things. Why can't I reach? What do I have to do to reach the valley of the moon where angels sing and you'll see that I can be loved too?
Luna, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we've linked to her website so you can find out information about the album forthcoming in 2 weeks. Tell me a bit about singing. You have a beautiful voice. Were you singing at a young age as well as picking up the guitar?
I definitely have been singing for a long time. When I was 3 or 4, at family dinners, I used to climb under the dining room table and sing songs from Annie to my family.
Under the table, not on top.
Yeah, I don't know. Underneath. I don't must have felt like I was...
Oh, that's like a stage. You're like in this enclosed...
It's like an opposite stage.
Stage. How did you learn Annie? Did you go to see it or was it the movie? Or?
I loved the 98 movie. It was my favorite movie ever.
And your parents must have encouraged you to your family, I'm guessing, or to sing, I would imagine.
They did. I probably annoyed them a lot singing at Christmas time under the table, but they definitely were there to help me. And I come kind of from a musical family on my mom's side. My grandmother would play her organ and piano, and she would have these big parties with friends and family, and there would be lots of music going on.
Did you go to some of those?
Yeah. They would happen like New Year's Eve. I'd be there like really sleepy listening to all the commotion, but wow. I always remember it.
And did your mom, did she also have a musical background?
My mother loves to sing. Yes.
she had to be delighted when you started to blossom. As
she's
a musician, I'll bet. When did you start taking, I guess, your performing and playing more seriously? Did you start to play out at a certain age or time? Because you seem, based on what you've described at least, probably kind of private or at least... I don't know if that's the right word, but maybe not. Maybe it wasn't as important to you to perform. I don't want to. You tell me about that.
So I would describe myself as pretty private with my music. I'm only recently starting to talk about what my songs mean. But I performed a little bit as a teenager at church and stuff like that. Nothing crazy. And then I stopped playing for a few years.
So this would have been before folk and acoustic
yes.
struck you. So were you playing electric guitar?
No. Or? Oh, I had an acoustic guitar. Yeah. I listened to a lot of country and pop back then.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I've always written. And it wasn't until around 2019 or so that I'm like, I should actually try to do something. I really want to. So I went to an open mic that's pretty local to me. It was like 5 minutes down the street. in one of my small towns.
And that actually can be more difficult than going to one in a big town, depending.
Yeah, there were like two or three of us there to perform. It was really scary. But I'm glad I went because I made some friends in the local music scene and kind of just went from there. I just kept building up from there.
That had to take a lot of courage because if you're in a smaller town, chances are there's people you know, and there's not a whole lot of dilution, right? It's just you up there perform. How'd it go? I mean,
honestly, my first open mic was probably terrible.
You think?
I was so nervous. My guitar is probably all anyone could hear, but I needed to start somewhere. So, like, I was kind of embarrassed after that first time. But
did you go
I'm
back?
Not, I did. Good. I still go to that open mic.
I'm sure everybody starts that way.
I'm sure too. Yeah.
It takes a while to develop, you know, the poise and everything. And then so that was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So then comes the pandemic and probably not a whole lot of performing out, I would imagine.
Yeah, there wasn't much. The open mic I was going to actually, you know, disbanded at that time for a few months. And I was to the point where I was comfortable enough that I was really sad that they canceled it. And I feel like when it came back, the host, the man that hosted, he released his own album that he recorded during the lockdown. And that kind of encouraged me, like, you know what? I can do that myself.
Well, that's great. What's his name?
His name is Brad Abbott. He's great.
Okay, so he recorded that, and that kind of inspired you, which is terrific. Now, are you going to be playing in support of the album, getting out and doing some shows?
I have an album release show the day after album release at a cafe in Scottsdale called Bad Rabbit Cafe. It's actually the place that I had my very first real performance at just this past April. So I'm very happy that they're having me back.
Well, that's great. What's the date of that performance? If you don't have it in your head, I'll look it up.
Oh, it's July 23rd. I'll be there from 12 to 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, July 23rd, which is a Saturday.
Yes.
So from 12
to 2.
To 2. So and the album comes out the day before,
yep.
Friday the 22nd. Are you doing a physical CD or is it a digital release?
The day of will definitely be digital. I was selling T-shirts, actually, to have enough money to provide physical CDs. So
that's a good
I'm in
thought.
The process of getting those done. I might not have them in time for that day, though.
By the way, before I forget, Mike and Mars, who knows everything, remember when I introduced you, I said, you know, we have duos. Nobody has monos. He said, solo, dummy. He didn't say the dummy, but he's right. Solo, duo, trio. But mono seems to – I guess if it were mono, a duo would be stereo. So, looks like you're going to switch to banjo.
Yes, I am.
Perfect time to do it while I let you know that you are listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations. Thank you for doing that. Luna is who we are speaking with right now. And you can learn more about Luna and her music by simply going to her website. It's Louna. And, you know, I had it up for a minute and I just lost it. Is it simply, what is your website's address? Oh, hang on, I'm sorry.
It's lunamusic.com.
That's what I should have just guessed. Louna
yes.
music.com. So how did the banjo come into your life?
Well, when I first discovered folk music, I was, of course, listening to Mumford & Sons, their older stuff, which had a lot of banjo in it. And I discovered other bands and stuff. And I don't know, I just really admire the instrument. And so I'm working on teaching myself.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to hear
what
you're going to do. What would you like to play?
The song I'm going to play on my banjo is called Wolves. This is one of my best songs that I've written, in my opinion. I might be a little biased, but it tells the best story, I think, compared to some of my other songs. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
Excellent. Here now, Luna.
It's been a long time coming, and you've been calling day and night. 'Cause I've been wandering with the wolves before light, and the stories they've told me left me stone blind.
It's Luna with a song that you can find on her forthcoming album, which is just 2 weeks from its release. The album is called When I'm Home, and the song is called Wolves. And as Lena was playing, I was taking a look. You're playing later this afternoon, if you're, or maybe not.
Unfortunately, that show got moved because both the cafe and I have a lot of people out of town this weekend, so
no
we decided
worries.
To cancel it. I should have taken that down.
No, that's okay. how about, well, July 23rd is the release at Bad Rabbit Cafe and Roastery in Scottsdale, and then a week later, I assume this is right, in Mount Pleasant at the Gypsy Lane Cafe. And
that
then,
is
Greensburg, the Green Beacon Gallery is part of Folk Fest?
We had discussed that they were going to have their own Folk Fest. They haven't actually announced it yet, so but I'm supposed to be a part of that whenever they get
here,
that advertised.
It's here on the internet, so I'm going to believe it. But you can find all of this at Luna Music, L-O-U-N-N-A music.com, as well as information about the CD, and the artwork is really nice. Is that yours? Or
yes,
it's
all me.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
What would you like to be? It really is beautiful. I'm looking at the website and the setting. Were you raised in this rural of a setting?
The pictures on my website were actually taken in Mount Pleasant. So, yes, it's pretty much where I grew up. That's at a park called Mammoth Park, the pictures of me.
I have a couple friends that are from Mount Pleasant. What would you like to do now?
The next song I'm going to sing is called Through the Fall.
Through the Fall. Once again, here's Luna.
Well, I can't explain the things I do. Darling, everything is for you. We lose our way when the tables turn. Every day is a lesson learned. And certain things we've lost will return. Sure got the short end of the deal, and everyone must know how that feels. And you know we fight the tide to bring back what is right, to bring back what is mine. Forget who we
That's Luna. Your guitar playing was especially nice on that song. Tell me about the guitar you have, which you can't see as you're listening, but looks like a maybe cherry top or walnut. It's just really pretty.
So this is a Luna guitar, and this model, I do believe, is a gypsy spalt. I don't know what kind of wood it's made of, unfortunately.
Well, it's that kind of finish.
It's very beautiful, though.
It's a cherry-looking finish. It's very nice. And I guess you had to be, which you had to choose Luna, right?
Of course I did. I've had this guitar since my 16th birthday.
Really?
I bought it. Yeah, it's almost 10 years old.
You've taken good care of it. It does not look... It doesn't have a pick guard, I just
noticed.
No, it
doesn't. I don't always use a pick, so it doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah, it sounds, the tone is really nice.
Thank you.
We have time for two more, and I don't know what you'd like to do next.
I have two more, so that is perfect.
Great. My
next song is called Monarch to Mexico, and this song's actually really interesting. It was inspired by something I saw on the internet, actually. I was scrolling through Facebook.
Is it about cats?
No. It's about butterflies.
Oh, that's close.
In a metaphorical way. But I saw a radar image online of a monarch butterfly migration. It was really interesting.
I think I've seen something similar.
Yeah, and I thought it was a huge storm or something at first, and it was very intriguing to me that all these butterflies know when it's time to migrate to Mexico all at once, and they all go together. But, you know, they all individually probably know if butterflies know things. I don't know.
I think they do. They must, right?
Yeah. But so in parallel to that, the song's also about knowing when it's time to leave from, like, a toxic friendship or relationship and trying to go out there and do things on your own, because we all need to do that sometimes. So this is called Monarch to Mexico. I remember when we used to go and stand out in the rain. You always felt so alive, but I didn't feel the same. I take time to think on that now, all the ways you've let me down. Those 4 years of endless nights, I watched you cry yourself to sleep. I bet you didn't know that I did too. Did you ever really see? You always said you'd run with me until the day I had to leave. Back when I chose to go like a monarch to Mexico. So long it's been since that time, trying to find my way through the timbers and hollyhocks, keeping count of my days. Though sometimes I might lose track, I know I'll never get them back. So when the wild roses make me think of you, I don't have any thought to spare. I'm just thankful for the things I've learned from the bittersweets we share. And sometimes you still cross my mind, but it's not worth going back in time. And I think now that I should go like a monarch to Mexico. there I'll find soon where I belong, where I'll grow my own garden. And I wonder if you ever think of me and all your brokenness. Maybe we all have to find our own, like a monarch to Mexico.
Luna, you can learn more about her at LOUNNAMusic.com, and her release of her new recording is going to be 2 weeks from today, and it's called When I'm Home. July 22nd, 23rd is actually when you can perform, watch her performing in support of it. The release is July 22nd, 13 days from today, right? But who's counting? You are, I'm sure.
I sure am.
At the Bad Rabbit Cafe and Roastery in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. Wascally Bad Rabbit, like that's a bad rabbit for eating vegetables, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But that's going to be from noon until 2 o'clock. It's been nice to have you here. It's our last chance to talk, at least for this morning. Do you have any – is there anything I didn't ask you about or anything you wanted to express that you didn't get a chance to?
I don't know. I could talk a little bit about the overall theme of the album, I guess.
Sure.
If you'd like to hear that.
Absolutely.
So I'm actually really excited for the story in my album. It starts kind of with someone going off on their own, trying to find their way. That song, Monarch to Mexico, that I just sang is the second song on the album. And so that helps kind of start the storyline. And about midway, things, you get a little lost. You lose your way, and you start to get a little scared because you don't know what's going on anymore, you know. And by the end of the song, you find your way back home pretty much. And I don't know. I like the journey that it takes me on.
So you definitely have put a lot of thought into what songs to put on this release and the ordering of them.
I did, yes.
Ordering as in not purchasing, but which ones come first, which ones come second. Well, that'll be fun. A lot of people miss albums that do that sort of thing. And often these days, songs are what people are listening to rather than albums. So it'll be one that I think a lot of people will enjoy. And as I mentioned, the artwork looks great, too. And she also, Luna, has published the lyrics on her website, so you'll be able to read along.
Yes.
With the album as well. What's the song you're going to close up with?
The last song that I'm closing with is actually the closer on my album, and it's called Sycamore.
Excellent.
And the last line of the song is When I'm Home, which is where the album name comes from.
Beautiful. Here again, thank you for being here today.
Thank
here
you for
again,
having me.
Here again is Luna.
And the sycamores grow, and I'll never be lonely on my own. I'll never be alone. Water these bones, and like a new spring born, they'll be sure to grow, and this life won't pass me by when I'm where I belong. not when I'm home.
That is Luna. Thank you for joining us today.
We remembered. sight over eye.
By the rivers of Babylon,
by the rivers of Babylon,
where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion.
Jorma Kaukonen at the Saturday Light Brigade with the song I suspect you recognize. Also, really nicely arranged. Thank you today to all of our guests. Luna, who you just heard. Great mix by Chad Green. Ginger Underwood and Joshua Smith from the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Deb Cook of Steel Kitty Productions. Talking about Kelly Zula's performance later today at Glitter Stei. Also, Kate McGrady from Art Smiths of Pittsburgh, and today's Carnegie Arts Walk from noon until 6 o'clock. Lots of guests today: Anna Gergerich, Jordan Hightower, Marcia Mahack, and Rob Hockenberry of the Pittsburgh Savoyards with a preview of the... Also, Kate McGrady from Art Smiths of Pittsburgh, and today's Carnegie Arts Walk from noon until 6 o'clock. Lots of guests today: Anna Gergerich, Jordan Hightower, Marcia Mahack, and Rob Hockenberry of the Pittsburgh Savoyards with a preview of The Importance of Being Earnest, running July 15th through the 30th at the Savoyard Studio Theater in Bellevue. Thanks to our students that took part in the Remaking Tomorrow segment that was part of our Youth Express Hour today. Penn Trafford Jr., Delina Steimer, Pittsburgh Kappa sophomore Henry Bard, and Mohammed Shadid of South Fayette. Also our young guitarists from the Center for Young Musicians. And once again to Luna. Thanks to you for being with us. We will meet you right here next week.
We're listening to Tube City Online Radio.
From Feature Story Saturday News in Washington, I'm Simon Ma.
Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Production.
Did you hear how they just jumped in and interrupted Larry Berger? That seemed very rude to me.
Everybody.
Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio McKeesport, and independent freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. And this is Jimmy Clift.
Remember,
Melodians. That's Jimmy Cliff's version from 1972 here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.